Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if I should tell you two what I'm about to tell you, because I think it could definitely get me fired and perhaps even arrested. But the show's about honesty, and so I want to come clean.
This is one of those things where as the dad of the show, just tell me on the side. You don't have to do this like on the air. I want the show to be about honesty as much as the next guy, but mm-hmm. like something you could be arrested for, I would frown. I think highly genuinely, on you. Yeah.
What do you think it would be?
Oh, with him? It's
yeah.
What? Something stupid.
No, exactly.
It's not like a big crime.
No,
I mean,
Pia
doesn't
thing.
Have the huevos to do anything fun. Wait, of the three of us, who's most you? Yeah, it's you, Aaron.
No.
To get arrested?
Yeah, I would say it's you.
Why would it be me?
For like speeding too much or something?
No, I would say Aaron too. I would say Aaron because
you're more reckless than I am, I think.
I don't know what it would be though. What would she get arrested for?
Hold on. Let's ask the listeners.
Okay. Who do you think's more reckless on the show?
Or like, if you saw our mugshots, what do you think we were in for?
303-222-5423. Text. See, the thing is, Aaron, have I been in an ambulance at a station event?
I wasn't arrested. Yeah, it was a trip on the wee woo wagon, but it wasn't the back of a police car.
I'm just saying.
Different siren.
Yeah, but she had more than one. She got fire trucks.
Oh, yeah.
She had fire trucks, ambulances.
Still not the right one.
They don't have different sirens, do they?
Aren't they different sounds?
Yeah, I think so.
Like an ambulance.
It's a siren. You're saying, okay, do a cop pulling you over.
It's like a
it's
chirp,
not a chihuahua.
Wait, but the that's ambulance.
This says police siren.
Are they the same?
Yes,
it's no
the
way.
Same siren going up and down. But then, like,
what does that one sound?
Fire truck.
Okay, yeah. See, my sounds are getting better.
Okay, none of that was you. Okay. And then here's Europe. Needle. Yeah. All right, sorry. I am curious what people think we would be arrested for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like Aaron's is drug and or
no.
Sorry. That's so sorry. You were in the middle of
No,
confession.
It's fine.
I apologize unreservedly.
Well, the other day, after the show, we had an event to get to, so we were all kind of scrambling out of here at the end, and I was lagging behind. I was finishing up and I'm falling behind, so I'm trying to get out of here quick. And I have this Pavlovian thing where anytime I'm leaving pretty much anywhere, I have to go to the bathroom first.
It is a weird thing.
Yeah.
You've become real weird with your bathroom habits.
Well, there are certain pockets of the show that I can go to the bathroom, and I know, like, it's kind of like when you're driving through, is it Utah, I think, when they have the sign, they're like,
or last rest stop, yeah.
No,
like 300
gas stations,
miles.
Like, just fill up. And okay. Yeah. You know, and it's that way. It's like, if I don't go to the bathroom during this window, I won't get to go until the next one. So then.
I mean, I will say I agree, because anytime I get on an elevator, I'm like, I should probably go to the bathroom because what if I get stuck?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Mm.
Before you even get on it?
Yeah. And then I still pick a pee corner just in case. Yeah.
I know what you'd be arrested for now.
Here's the weird thing. The pockets during the show where we could go, I tend to sometimes have to go as well, but then I have to hold it because I know you're going.
And we have to have someone here.
Why?
No, it's just I don't want to be there at the same time. The other day I walked, I was like, I started to go, Tiak went. So I held back, counted to like 3,000 Mississippi, because he's got an inflamed prostate or whatever, takes him forever.
They don't know if it's inflamed or shrunk. But
so then I finally went, and as I'm pushing the door open, our boss comes in behind me.
What's wrong?
This boss, that corner. Mike.
What's wrong?
You don't want to, like, and I'm like, okay.
Is there one urinal or two?
One.
One?
Just one.
So then you either got to go in a stall or whatever, and then I was like, oh, you go ahead. He's like, don't worry, I'm not peeing. And I'm like, he actually brushed his teeth, which was even worse.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
And he's like, hey, he's like, we're not going to be able to talk because I'm going to brush my teeth. And I'm like, do I strike you as someone wants to talk to you while I'm peeing?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That is one thing. I do. Girls do that. You do talk
sometimes.
Right?
Yeah, I'm with Slacker.
I don't want to talk while
I'm
peeing.
No, there's sometimes where it's so fun because, like, most of the time it's at like a bar or club. We're drunk, whatever. And there's a girl somewhere in the bathroom, and she's like, "Should I text my ex?" We're like, "No."
Okay.
We have like full on conversations.
It is awkward walking in since we only have the one urinal. If you walk in with somebody because you're in front.
And you're like, it's my urinal.
Should I take it? Or it's yours. But then it's like, well, I wasn't going to use it. And then it's just
awkward.
He's
like, I was going to dump anyway. And you're like,
I know.
Okay, so back to your story.
Okay,
you had to pee.
So I'm leaving. You guys have left already, and I'm like trying to catch up with you, but I have to go pee. So I go pee quick. I get on the elevator, and as I get on the elevator, I realize that my underwear is just a little bit shifted. You know what I mean? Like, you know how when you wear boxer briefs, there's seams that are supposed to, you know, they line up.
But they've
up.
Never shifted in flight.
No, but it's because I was just like rushing. I just pee quick, like got my pants back on and got, so they were just a little shifted.
They were just sideways.
Yeah, and okay. I'm just like, I can't, like, I'm not going to be able to go to the event that we're going to and have shifted underwear all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I shifted my pants. Uh-huh. So
I think you just wanted to say that. This whole thing was a build up to see if he can go, "Hey guys, I shifted my pants."
So I'm on the elevator, the doors close, I'm by myself, it's pretty late. I'm like, not a lot of people in the building.
There's no people in this building, you're fine.
So
you're on ground floor?
No, I'm on
you're
11.
Leaving top floor, he's got 11 floors to get through. But
you're okay.
At 11. That hour, you're fine.
11
no,
floors.
No, I would say twice out of the week, someone hops on the elevator.
Oh, no. Did you drop trow?
I undid my belt. I opened my pants and to just kind of shift around.
You
and
can't
I had my
shift.
I had my water. I had to get in there. They were that shifted. I had to shift the base layer and then shift the pants on top. Okay, to line everything up.
But we're gonna do the like pull the tablecloth out from underneath all the plates and dishes thing. You could have shifted without taking stuff. Like get in there and just put your hands down in there and. Just like pulling the tablecloth out from underneath the dishes. You're like, whoong!
I wear a belt and stuff. I don't know that I can like get really in there without...
I wear a belt?
Without undoing it.
I will take my underwear off right now.
That's why we're talking about this. That's the goal. So I'm on the elevator and I take my pants and I had my water bottle and everything. So I put my water bottle on the ground and I'm doing my pants and then...
Bong!
Bong!
Yes. Stop.
The elevator stops.
No.
It stops. And the doors open.
Please let it be a dude. Please let it be a dude. Please let it be a dude.
I'm like trying as quick as I can to get everything back in.
No.
The doors open. It was a guy. They were doing construction.
Oh, it's a construction dude.
On floor 5.
Thank God.
He had his back to the elevator doors, and as it opened, he kind of turned around and looked at me, and he could tell I was doing something weird in the elevator. Yeah. And he just kind of gave a like a nod.
A nod and let the doors close?
The doors closed.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.